This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The European Union says it will impose sanctions on individuals in Belarus who were involved in electoral fraud and repression of protesters. The head of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, made the announcement Wednesday. She explained 53 million euros earmarked for the Belarus government will be rerouted instead used towards civil society, victims of the state crackdown on protesters, and the country's fight against the coronavirus pandemic. The European Union also said it did not recognize the results of the Belarus election. Authorities in Belarus have resumed detentions of protesters who keep taking to the streets to demand the resignation of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. This as opposition leaders ratchet up pressure on the government by forming a coordination council to push for a new election. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States strongly condemns the mutiny in Mali that has forced President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita to resign. He called on all political and military actors to work toward restoration of a constitutional government Wednesday. The European Council President Charles Michel also saying the military coup is deeply worrying and could destabilize the West African region. At the same time, the soldiers who staged the coup in Mali say they plan to form a civilian transitional government that will organize fresh elections. Keita resigned and dissolved parliament late on Tuesday, hours after revolting soldiers arrested him. U.S. Democrats have officially and formally nominated the former Vice President Joe Biden as their 2020 presidential nominee. We have full coverage on voanews.com. This is VOA News. British health officials say they will expand testing for the coronavirus about 10 times. Health Secretary Matt Hancock told the BBC Wednesday the country will begin mass population-wide testing of COVID-19. The current testing study looks at 28,000 people and will ultimately expand to 400,000, according to Hancock. He says that will help establish a better national picture and spot local outbreaks. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government has been heavily criticized for its handling of the pandemic, including that it was too slow to go into lockdown and too slow to roll out testing to know how far the virus has spread. It now has the highest death toll in Europe and the deepest economic contraction of a major advanced economy. The Czech Republic says it will not take part in the World Health Organization-led COVAX plan to develop and distribute a vaccine against COVID-19. The nation will opt instead for an initiative of the European Union, according to Health Minister Adam Wojtek on Wednesday. The WHO has struggled to bring wealthier countries on board for a global vaccine pact, saying on Tuesday that nations that hoard possible COVID-19 vaccines while excluding others will deepen the pandemic. Pope Francis, also addressing the idea of vaccine nationalism, the Pope warned on Wednesday the rich should not take vaccine priority over the poor. After the COVID-19 pandemic, the Pope said the world can't return to normality if normal means social injustice and degradation of the natural environment. The Pope also said the vaccine must be universal for all. A popular coffee brand says it has launched a new range of organic coffee sourced from the fertile volcanic slopes of Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Nespresso says the coffee will come from a former growing region blighted by decades of violence and war. Coffee was one of Congo's largest exports before the country plunged into civil war in the late 1990s. According to Nespresso, owned by Nestle, Congo's coffee production has yet to fully recover since contracting tenfold. The company had helped 450 farmers in Congo improve the quality and productivity of their harvest since last year. It hopes to extend the program to more than 5,000 farmers in eastern Congo by 2024. Tech company Apple is the first U.S. company to boast a market value of $2 trillion. The major milestone comes just 2 years after it became the first to reach $1 trillion. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.